obviously really disappointed. You know, it was a game that I genuinely thought could have quite easily went our way. We just, you know, key moments in the game have settled, you know, settled the tie, and those key moments just didn't quite go our way today.
But it started so well, didn't it? Because Cal Finnegan, he's been on red hot form this season, hasn't he? Scoring his 10th goal, I believe, with your first genuine chance. And then in that period before half time, you really had your tails up. You could have scored more.
Without a doubt. Yeah, no, I actually thought they started the game brighter, first 10, 15 minutes. And then once we got it, you know, settled ourselves down and got a foothold in the game, you know, we did. We came in the ascendancy, and I don't think they could have any complaints if we'd been two, possibly three goals up at half time. But I actually don't think that was the pivotal moment or the pivotal period in the game. I actually thought the first 15 minutes of the second half was what turned the tie. Our levels dropped off too much. We stopped being brave. You could tell there was, you know, maybe two or three players out there who kind of were maybe fell into the trap of just hoping and, you know, hoping and praying that we would do it, and instead of taking control ourselves, and we paid the price for that.
And the defence, the Hartlepool United defence, certainly during the second half, were almost mopping up everything that you threw at them.
Yeah, I think because I thought, you know, the main reason for that, I didn't think the quality of the ball that we got up to the top end of the pitch was as good as what we did in the first half, and, you know, it makes defenders' jobs a hell of a lot easier. But no, look, the lads have been fantastic across the five games in this cup run, and they've got a lot to be proud of. We've now got to dust ourselves off, and you know, our objectives and priorities that we set at the start of the season have not changed. So, you know, the league is our number one priority. We have to get promoted this season, and we've got to turn all of our efforts in that direction now.
I mean, it says a lot about the club when you're disappointed, bitterly disappointed, going out of the FA Cup to a side from the National League, three levels above you, Lee.
No, absolutely, but we know what level we've been at for quite a long time now, and I'm certainly not the kind of person, neither is Graham, to hide behind the old, oh, well, they were three leagues higher than us kind of excuse, because we, you know, today's game, we fully expected to win, just like we do in every game that we go into, and in my mind, it was a missed opportunity today, but that's football, as they say, and we've just got to look forward.
I think that's the point I'm making. You really, really felt that you had a genuine chance, even though Hartlepool United are from the National League. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and you know, I hope we play many more sides from the conference, and, you know, in a potential FA Trophy run this season, because, again, you know, I think life, football, for me, is all about, you know, challenging yourself, and we want to challenge ourselves against the best possible opposition we can, because, you know, you learn about yourself, you develop, and you know, we're just, you know, we've got to look forwards now. No use crying over spilled milk, as they say, and we've got to look forwards and enjoy the rest of the season now.
I thought you, as a group, were so magnanimous in defeat, just acknowledging the crowd, the players, both you and Graham as well.
We've got real, in my opinion, real strong core values at this football club, and it's something that me and Graham are really proud to be a big part of. We work obviously with a lot of people behind the scenes, and the beauty of the football club and how it's developed over the last couple of years is that you're almost working at a brand new football club where there is not that legacy that you have to contend with sometimes. It's almost been like a clean slate, and we've been able to try and mould and develop, like I say, with the people behind the scenes, the core values that we hold ourselves to, and try and promote at the football club. And I think that was shown perfectly at the final whistle. I think the fans are a really special group of fans. I've been at lots of football clubs, and we wouldn't have got that kind of reception at other clubs. I don't mean in terms of numbers, I just mean in terms of how supportive and understanding the fan base are. And, you know, we're all really proud of the football club, and hopefully it's just the start of big and better things to come.